One of the problems that you often run into when you're having your students use an online resource is that they need to register for it. And in order to do that, the vast majority require them to be 13 or above. So that takes out a lot of applications that you might want to use with students who are younger than that. Now, Weebly is a website creation tool which allows you to create slick and professional-looking websites without the absolute minimum of fuss. But it, more importantly, as a teacher, if you use the educational version of Weebly, you can create multiple accounts for your students, and you're in charge of them. You don't have to worry about them registering. You can create accounts in bulk, and no email addresses have to be given away. You can choose whether or not they're visible to the public or whether they're password protected. They're ideal for younger students. And because Weebly is so easy and straightforward to use, because it doesn't require any knowledge of coding, and because the finished products can look superb, it's something that students can easily get into, even the youngest. So, having set up a site or setting up sites for your students, actually using Weebly is incredibly easy. So, they can choose how many pages they have, they can create new pages for the site. The way that you get content onto your site is it's a simple matter of drag and drop. So there are different elements available, like a paragraph element, a picture element, a title element, and you just simply drag and drop them onto the page where you want them to come. And then if there's any editing, Weebly walks you through it. It shows you exactly what to do. When the elements are on the page, you can move them around if they're not in the right place. And then, of course, you can change the way that they look incredibly easily. By using any of the features. It's off with an overall overarching theme which applies across the whole site. And changing the theme is easy. It's just a matter of clicking on the thumbnail of the new theme that you want to try. So you can use lots of options, though. It's not entirely locked down to the theme. So when you've chosen a particular theme, you can then choose different styles for the text, for example, for links and so forth. So, very sophisticated but very straightforward ways of getting your site exactly how you want. Because you can bring in lots of different elements like photo galleries and slideshows and embedded documents, Google Maps and YouTube videos, really good way of using a site like this as a perhaps as a portfolio for students to be able to show what they've been learning as they've been doing a research project, for example, or as they've been doing a web quest that you might have set for them. It allows them to bring all the information they've found and choose it wisely in order to put it on the page. As always, the way that you set this activity up will be crucial to its success.